This is Evolutionary Radio. This is your host, Trevor Karitz. And as always, Steve Smee is joining me.
Good evening, fellas. What's up?
Steve, do you know why this is a very special episode?
I don't. Is it our 200th?
This is our 200th episode. So for all of our listeners, because it is our 200th episode, Steve has agreed to do the entire episode naked.
Yes, I have. No, I'm kidding. None of that matters. You can all see my face anyway, so...
No, but seriously, guys, we really appreciate the support. And we got a really, really good guest joining us for our 200th episode. So joining us is Marcus Kallias. Marcus owns Magnum Nutraceuticals. So Magnum is a Canadian-based company. Most of you guys in the U.S. might not have heard of them, but they're producing some really, really high-quality supplements. They're very popular here in Canada. The reason I wanted to reach out to Marcus is Marcus is a really interesting guy because he's a very smart guy when it comes to formulating supplements, running a business, all that sort of stuff. He's also a top fitness model. He's got the physique to back it up. He kind of does it all. He's just a genuine good person. He's always sponsoring bodybuilding shows, things like that. So Marcus, first of all, welcome to the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, guys. And congratulations. 200 episodes is freaking phenomenal.
Well, hopefully we'll do 200 more. I only did 200 so I could get to see Steve naked for an entire episode.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm just kidding. So, Marcus, we talked on the pre-show a little bit about your history. So I guess we can start with that. Tell us a little bit about your company. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you grew up. You said you grew up very poor.
Yes. So the company Magnum, we're 13 and a half years old. That's how long ago I started it. I love what I do. I started Magnum out of a passion for supplements and a passion for fitness. I love training. I love working out. It all came from my upbringing. Like many people, I come from a broken home. And in that broken home, I have three siblings. And my mom, God bless her soul, had to go back to school and work full time. That left me making my own meals for a lot of the time, which, as most people know, you two dudes probably experienced this at some point in your life. That means Eggo waffles and Slurpees for three meals a day. Doesn't give you the best body in the world. And when I was 13 years old, I had this ridiculous growth spurt. And I shot up to 6'4.5" and a whopping 120 pounds. So real skinny guy, no self-confidence, no self-worth. Lots of attention from the bullies, no attention from the ladies, and I was on a sad path. Fortunately for me, I found my way to the gym, and in the gym, I was transformed. Not physically, because I'm still working on that one. I think I'm up like 3 pounds since I had my growth spurt. But I transformed mentally, and I developed a sense of humor and self-worth. Got the bullies off my back. Fortunately, maybe a couple girls started to notice me, and it just got me on a better path. And that's what I want to do with my life, is help others get off their sad path and onto the happy path that I found.
So today, can you tell us, because the guys can go on your Instagram page, it's Marcus, K-A-U-L-I-U-S. You look really ripped. You look like you have like a 12-pack. I'm not going to say you have a 4-pack or a 6-pack. You have like a 12-pack. So what's your body fat right now? And how much, what's your height and weight?
I'm 6'6" and I'm about 210, 215 pounds. So I'm not a very heavy dude. I like to stay lean year round. It's just my lifestyle. I don't have a super restrictive diet. I eat clean and I eat foods that my body loves. I love training. I train twice a day, almost every single day. I train 10 times a week. And I don't do my body fat. Body fat is it's a funny one. When people get their body fat properly done, it's never what they think it is. You know, you hear so many guys that are like, oh yeah, I'm like 6% body fat. They are never correct. My buddy Micah just recently had his done. This guy is shredded to the bone. He makes me look super obese. He has the skin that you pull and it's like this. he was like 7.5% body fat. So it tells you that the people who think they're 7 are probably more like 14 to 16. But I walk around pretty lean. I walk around, yes, with abs year round. But it's just part of my lifestyle. I love what I do.
I can just tell you from a scientific aspect, if you're below 5% body fat, you'd be dead.
Yeah.
Because all of your cells are made out of the phospholipid bilayer. So like the lipid is a structural component of your membranes.
Yeah.
So anyone who says they're 3% body fat, they're lying to you because they would be dead.
I love that I learned this stuff, so I wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm like probably 4%, and you'd be like, oh man.
Well, Steve, me and Steve see this all the time on the forums. You know, someone will be like, oh, I'm like 8 or 9%, and then we'll be like, well, post some photos, and they'll post some photos, and they're like 15%.
Yeah.
That's the sad reality is no one wants to admit that they're as high of a body fat as they are.
And I just want to say there's nothing wrong with 50% if you're a middle-aged man, for sure. Like, that would be fun. For an American, that's fantastic.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, because half of Americans are at least 30% body fat. So there's nothing wrong with that at all. But if you want to be ripped, if you want to see those abs, you got to get that shit down. That's what you got to do. So, Marcus, you want to help people? Let's help people right now. Tell us more about, you say you train 10 days a week. I'm curious to know, can you be specific as to what you do? I mean, are you training 5 days a week and then you take 2 days off? Are you doing like, okay, so what kind of training are you doing? Are you doing AM and then a PM, maybe a cardio, then weights? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So I love starting my morning off. First of all, you were right. I train 5 days a week and I take 2 full days off. People don't give themselves enough real rest. And I think rest is really important. So I kill myself 5 days a week and fully rest the other 2 days. Never 2 days in a row, by the way. 5 mornings a week, I do a good fasted cardio. So I wake up and within 6 minutes of waking up, I'm on my treadmill giving her. And I love the way that starts my day. And it's the thing I recommend to people the most. Get yourself a treadmill in your house. They're not expensive. You go onto Craigslist or any one of these used equipment sites, you're going to get a good one for $200, $250. You get your fasted cardio going in the morning, it releases so much beautiful, beautiful chemical on your brain. All the endorphins running, all the serotonin being released. Makes me a way happier, way energetic human being. And I love it. And it allows me to focus in the morning on all the things I'm thankful for. I get in my morning prayers. I think about business. I think about what I'm doing next with my life. And all of a sudden, my 30, 40, 50, 70 minutes of cardio is done. And it keeps me looking tight and it gets my metabolism fired up. So now I go have a great meal. Then I head to the gym. And I do a full proper workout, anywhere from 60 to 75 minutes, and then more food, and get on with my awesome day here at Magnum.
Marcus, we have very similar lifestyles. Awesome. I do something very similar. I don't have any of these weird voodoo morning rituals. Like, I don't make some morning concoction with, like, bulletproof. Like, I'm not one of those people. But every morning I do read a devotional.
Nice.
Before I turn on my phone, before I turn on my computer or anything like that, because I know once I turn on my phone, there's 50 text messages, 50, like, before I do any of that, I read the devotional, I pray, and then I do some cardio.
Awesome.
It's not always intense. It depends on, like, so, like, let's say I have a hard leg workout plan later that day,
yeah.
Then I'll just go for, like, an easy 20, 30-minute walk.
Awesome.
What people don't realize is, like, I love what you said about endorphins, and then also, when you're active, it increases your muscle insulin sensitivity.
Yes.
And the number one thing I see people not be active for is I think, well, I'm out of shape to you know, go run a marathon in the morning. It's like, no, like, you don't have to do that. Just walk on a treadmill for 30 minutes.
Yes.
You do that every single day for a month. Imagine how different your body's going to feel. And not just that, like, you're getting those endorphins. You're starting your day off doing something positive. And then your entire day, you're going to be like, look at how I just started my day on a positive footprint. You're going to make better choices at the grocery store, better choices at your job. I love what you're preaching.
No, I love your reinforcement of it. I mean, it's not just about the body. Sure, the body will respond well. What do you think is going to happen to in 30 minutes, 5 days a week for a month? your body's of course going to respond. But what happens the rest of the day is the most exciting part. You're going to go to work with more energy. I mean, look at me. I'm freaking 5 o'clock at night. I haven't had stims in months. I'm totally stimulant free, but I'm fired up all the time. And this is how I treat people. This is how I act when I'm at the grocery store, like you talked about. And when you're at the grocery store, you make better choices because you're like, you know what? I'm not going to eat that disgusting food that's going to make me feel like junk and it's going to actually make my cardio and my workout harder tomorrow. I'm going to eat the stuff that my body wants, the fuel that's going to fire me up. So tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to freaking give her. That's awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. I like that. I miss having my dog because when I had a dog, the dog forces you to get up. And the first thing you got to do is walk your dog because your dog has to go to the bathroom. So my dog passed away last year, and that's something that I think looking back, you know, it's something that I need to pick back up on because I, you know, I'm not doing that in the mornings anymore. I'm not getting in that exercise. So that's something, that's definitely something I want to get back into. I think it's a really good motivation to start doing some jogging in the morning first thing.
Good on you.
So tell us a little bit more, Marcus. You know, your rest of your day, I assume you're working on your company stuff. You basically probably work full time, right?
Yes, sir. I still work in my business every single day. Very, very full time. I'm a true entrepreneur. I love being a small businessman. I love getting my hands dirty every single day. We have such a beautiful small business feel to this place. And every time we hire someone new, we teach them the ropes. When you come in here, you are treating this like your business or else you're gone. It's so important that people know that when we have a crazy busy day and sales are through the roof and our warehouse is freaking packed, well, then it's time for me and every one of us up front to go to the back and start packing boxes. That's the kind of business that we run here at Magnum. So I own Magnum. Just recently, just this year, I became a partner in another company called DripFit. Have one of the bottles here, Drip Fit. Oh, this is something you put on. It's a topical sweat intensifier, and it is absolutely incredible. It's 100% all natural. I put it on my skin. I put it on my body, and wherever you rub it on, it makes you sweat way more. So talk about morning cardio. I lather it on. I'm sweating like a beast, and it just feels good, and it's for anti-aging. It boosts collagen levels. It helps fight acne scarring. It helps prevent acne. So as a serial entrepreneur, I love being part of this business. And I've got another business in the works right now.
So Marcus, my question for you is, you're obviously a pretty intuitive guy. I mean, even at 13, you were unhappy with your body. So you decided I'm going to go to the gym and change it. You know, most 13-year-olds would just be like, this sucks, you know, and then play video games or something like that. Where did this idea to start Magnum come from?
That's an awesome question. Thanks for asking. My first supplement business, I was selling supplements out of my bedroom. So my buddies would come and literally sit on my bed, and I had $15,000 of supplements on my wall. And I described to them, here's what I want you to take and when to take it, and we're in this together. And that went really well, and that turned into one store, which turned into three stores. Then I started to struggle with some of the other brands that I was selling. And what I mean by struggle is I just didn't agree with what they were doing. And it never made sense to me. I think a lot of people will appreciate this one. Trevor, you're here for a protein powder? Great, come on over here. This is a great brand for protein. Oh, you want a pre-workout? Actually, their pre-workout sucks. Come on over here to this pre-workout. Oh, you want a test booster? Both of those are the worst. Come to this other brand. I just thought, if you're a good brand, aren't you a good brand? And when I went to my first trade show, everything became crystal clear. There's no integrity in this industry. It's a very dirty, sad industry, and it's 100% self-regulated, which is just a horrifying thought. So people cheating on labels is totally common practice. And I'm not just saying this like, oh, buyer, you guys should all be aware. You can go ahead and Google protein amino spiking. Google Forbes magazine expose on my industry. New York Times did an expose on my industry. It's gross what companies were doing. And it was actually that day when I went to that first trade show, And I discovered what was going on. I came home, and I believe it was that same day I incorporated Magnum. And I said, I'm never trusting another human with this body. I spend way too much time and I count way too much on my body to perform, to put somebody else's product in it that might have nothing in it, or even worse, might have harmful substances in it. And that's how Magnum was born, because I went, I want better for my body, and I know there's other people who care about their body as much as I do. So Magnum from day one was founded on integrity, and we only use pharmaceutical grade ingredients. So the purity's off the charts, the bioavailability's off the charts. I make guarantees on my products that no one would ever think of competing with.
So Marcus, I take it you're in what, British Columbia? You said it was about 5 o'clock there?
Yes, sir.
You're in British Columbia?
Yeah.
So on that note, tell us a little bit, because we haven't really discussed this lately on our podcast. We had a couple guests very early on in our earlier episodes. I'm curious to hear from you, what are the laws when it comes to the supplement industry? If you know them in the United States and in Canada, and you can kind of compare them both, how have they changed in the past couple of years in terms of what you were saying about mislabeling and all that stuff? Because I honestly don't know very much about that.
Sure. So they've tried to impose new rules. Man, I hope nobody from the government is watching. These new rules are so useless. So here's the big problem with them. The rules that they're imposing have me sending them the paperwork and me sending them, actually it's just paperwork. They never test product. They just want some paperwork saying you have to adhere to these laws. Even worse, it's much like many things that are created by lawyers. Normal people can't do any of it or understand any of it. So we have to spend a fortune on other companies to do this paperwork for us and send it off to the government. And it has nothing to do with product testing. It has nothing to do with, I could be sending in paperwork that has nothing to do with the product that I'm actually selling. That's the horrifying part. Now, even worse than all that, so you haven't stopped anybody from selling garbage yet. Worse than all that, legally, if I'm within 20% of my label claim, that's legal. 20%. So I can just tell the manufacturer, if they have no scruples, I want everything at 80% of my label. And that is 100% legal.
Is that in Canada and United States, or is it just Canada?
I don't know for sure in the US, but I do know for sure in the US, it's the exact same story, that people can make whatever they want, wherever they want. Chances are they'll never get caught. You'll get caught once you're a big, big player. Say it again.
It's the same in the US. Canada's actually stricter, because here you need a national product number.
That's right.
So if you went on like a website and you bought some supplement from China, and it came here, are their laws also, would the FDA here check it, or do you not know what the hell is in it?
No chance. Zero chance. Zero chance. Even if you bought $1 million of that stuff from China, it still wouldn't be probably tested. It might be tested when you spend $1 million. Might be.
You would probably have to test it yourself.
That is 100% correct.
So how do you protect yourself from this? You got to look at if the product says made in China, it's probably a good idea not to use it. I mean, what are some ways that the consumer can protect themselves when they go to the vitamin shop or they're shopping online on Amazon or whatever, to kind of avoid getting fucked over?
That's a fantastic question. So there's two big things I recommend to people. Number one, do some Google searches on that company. And of course, you're going to have to sift through a few just lame negative reviews. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for legit, like, the FDA is suing this company for cheating on labels. The FDA is suing this company for spiking their product I'm trying to remember. There was a few companies that got busted. What's that, sorry?
Pro hormones?
Yeah, pro hormones, but I was thinking of methamphetamines.
Yeah, especially
methamphetamines. Companies were putting methamphetamines in their freaking pre-workouts that 14, 15-year-old kids are buying. Come on!
Did you ever try that crazed pre-workout that was laced with amphetamines?
This is my point. This is my point, Trevor. I won't put anybody else's stuff in my body for that reason right there. Please
go ahead. One of my clients bought it for me, and they're like, dude, you got to try this pre-workout. Like, it's the craziest thing ever. So I was like, all right. I mean, like, if you're going to buy it for me for a gift, like, I'll try it. After one scoop, I knew there was something in there because, like, you were so wired. It was like I didn't actually like my workout because, like, my heart was pacing so fast.
Yeah.
My mind was going so fast. I couldn't even focus on my workout. Like, it was like you'd be squatting and, like, it was almost like you were tripping out. Like, it was like I gave the tub away after doing that one scoop because, like, it was too much. I hated it.
Yeah. And there it is. There's the perfect point. Like, imagine buying that for your son or your daughter, and you've just given them drugs. Like, so that's number one. I say do a Google search. Number two, I say do your best to research and find out who is behind the company. I know that sounds a little bit like I'm tooting my own horn or something, but the truth is, like, I love this. I love fitness. I love health. I love changing people's lives. I'm in this every single day. This is what I do, and this is what I love. You think for a second I would cheat on my labels 1%? I'll tell you why. There's no chance that'll ever happen. I take more supplements than any human being on earth. By messing it up by 1%, this is the body that gets hurt more than any other body. It'll never, ever happen.
Marcus, do you own Magnum? Like, is 100%. It privately owned? 100%. See,
yeah.
He just pointed at himself. The difference there, Magnus, is the problem is that most of these massive companies are they're publicly traded companies.
Yep.
So what is the goal of a publicly traded company? Increasing their bottom line. So they actually don't give two craps about the products they sell. They just want to increase profits.
Unfortunately, yes.
And also, if the person running the company has, like, felonies and stuff on their record, and they've because that's I actually wrote about a company like that, and one of the guys actually ended up like fleeing the country at one point because he had a warrant for his arrest. And then once he got that straightened up, he was back in the United States and he started up another supplement company. This is a well-known guy, like, on YouTube, and he's got felonies on his record. And it's like, and I don't want to bring up names, but Greg Valentino, he's a felon. Would I buy something that Greg Valentino was trying to sell? No, because he's a scumbag. He's a felon. So why would I buy something that a criminal was trying to sell me? So people got to be smart about, and then also within the company, if the companies are hiring felons to be their reps, that's a red flag also that they're a pretty crooked company. So that's a great point. I never even thought about that, but yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So there's you guys just reinforced my point too. It doesn't take much to figure out which company to buy from. Like, it really doesn't. Give me 15 minutes on Google and I'll tell you 55 companies to go nowhere near. And the truth is, like, when you look up those two that I talked about, the Forbes and the New York Times exposés, this is what I don't get about people still buying those brands. I don't know how those brands don't go out of business the next day, because here is Forbes and here is New York Times. These are not little rinky-dink papers. This is not your local paper that did this little test. This is the biggest papers in the world going, hey, we tested these and they were all about 50, 40% to label claim. Some of the products turned out with zero active ingredients. Zero. How is that company still around? How did somebody go into a store the next day and go, oh, that sounds like a good product for me? People, you gotta vote with your dollars. If you're saying it's okay, if you're buying those products still, you're saying it's okay to screw me over. I'm okay with getting crap. Vote with your dollars. Research who you're buying from and buy from the right company.
Do you think, Marcus, though, because the industry is so, like you said, so snaky and so shady that attracts the wrong people to start supplement companies? Because they're like, wow, you know, the government doesn't give a shit and the government's letting people sell whatever. So this is an industry that I can kind of get into.
100%. I mean, think if this was in the auto industry and the government didn't pay any attention to the cars that were being made, you get these clowns making cars out of their friggin' garage and selling it for crazy amounts. Nah, I didn't put any brakes in there. Dude, people won't notice. No big deal.
So what are some good quick fixes? I know we want to get into diet and some user questions, but I'm curious, because you're a smart guy, what are some fixes for the supplement industry that, you know, some of our listeners can kind of maybe talk to, you know, their congressman about and get some changes? Because the supplement lobby is pretty powerful. I mean,
yep.
Orrin Hatch, he's pretty much runs the Senate, and he's a big supplement guy because the state of Utah is the number one supplement. That's the number one industry in Utah. So how can, when he finally retires, hopefully he can fuck off, but we can get actually a Congress and a Senate that actually works for the people. What are some things that we can talk to our people about to kind of change things, to kind of make it more fair?
I'll tell you, I totally disagree with government intervention in this situation. The government is just so far removed at this point. I don't have the answers for that. The simplest answer is purchase the right brands. If you give your money to those companies on those lists who are known to cheat, who are still cheating, you are saying to them, I'm okay with you cheating on me. I'm okay with you giving me crap. If you stop buying those, they won't produce them. It's so simple. And you buy from the products, from the companies who care about health, who care about fitness, and who have perfect records. You'll never find anything bad on Magnum. I'm sure you can find a bad review here and there put out by my competitor maybe, but you'll never find, like, CBC here in Canada did their own expose. They chose, I think it was like 6 or 7 brands. They went to the stores and bought the brands. Magnum was one of them. Magnum was the only one that they said, this is the only product that tested 100%. It was a very special day here at Magnum.
So vote with your dollar, pretty much.
That's vote the best thing dollar. You can do. I love it.
It's basically like Craigslist, buyer beware.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcus, we covered supplements, but as you know, supplements are just a supplement to a good diet and training program.
Yes.
I had quite a few Instagram DMs. Most of them were for skinnier guys. They wanted to know, what does your diet look like? And then how did you bulk up? You know, you hear these crazy stories about if you want to bulk up, you need to be drinking these mass gainer shakes with raw eggs or weight gainer bulk 5,000, whatever, right? Like, what did you do?
Awesome. I love that question. I love and respect the skinny guys, because guys, that was me. 120 pounds, 6'4.5". Number one, it's always diet. It's always diet. And whenever you talk to a skinny guy, his answer is always the same. Oh my goodness, you don't understand, I eat so much. I believe you sit down for 2 to 3 meals, and probably one of those is at McDonald's, and you eat as much as you can. That's not how to put on good weight. It doesn't work that way. I eat 6 meals a day, every single day. They are good, digestible, clean proteins. Clean chicken, clean beef, clean turkey. Lots of clean stuff. Carbs, all my carbs are clean. Now, eating clean means you need to eat more. And you can't ignore good fats. Organic coconut oil, good fats from meats, good clean fats from eggs. These are important things, but you have to be doing it consistently. So I remember when I was a skinny kid, I would be that same guy saying the same answer. Oh no, I eat tons. You don't understand. I sit down, I'll eat like 6 Eggo waffles coated in syrup, butter on each layer. See, I eat tons. I do that like 2 or 3 times a day. Okay, you had like no nutritional value whatsoever in your food so far. Did you eat anything else that would actually put on some muscle, that would actually give you some good weight? So number one is diet. Number one, you got to get your diet right. And they probably heard it before, but I'm going to say it anyway. Your body is like 90% diet, 10% exercise. So the exercise is important. Don't get me wrong. You can't skip out on the exercise, but the thing is, you can't out-train a bad diet. Your diet is crap, no matter how hard you work in that gym. And I often people don't really understand that, or it doesn't sink in properly. Think about when you're in school and they say your final exam is worth 10%. Doesn't matter if you ace that final exam, you can't pass the course without getting your diet right.
Marcus, what country do you think exercises more than any other country on the planet?
It's going to be something weird, like Sweden.
No. This is an easy. It's the United States.
Oh, what?
The United States exercises more than any other country on the planet.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. We have more gyms. We have more CrossFits. We have more yoga studios. We have more parks. We have more everything. And the country that exercises the least is, you were close on that, it's actually Denmark. Wow. And they are actually one of the most healthiest countries out of a developed country. So that tells you right there that, yeah, diet is the most important thing. Go ahead, Trevor.
And I'm sure Trevor's about to follow it up with part two, the most obese country in the world. Am I right?
Well, obviously the most obese country is the United States, but I'm doing my master's in nutrition. And the number one problem is that these nutrition companies in the United States are very, very smart, because they try to market to people, oh, it's all about calories, right? Yeah. And with that, people think they can oat train a bad diet, because it's, oh, I'm going to go eat, a Big Mac, some fries, whatever. That's 1,100 calories. But if I go on the treadmill for an hour, I'm going to burn 400 or 500 calories. But what they don't realize is that there's way more to that. There's how food affects your hormones. There's how food affects your metabolism. There's all those sorts of things. And I love what you said about clean food, because I train people for a living. And from this podcast, I'm not exaggerating when I get over 100 emails a day. And a lot of them are from young guys. And just for a young guy, I'm not going to charge him for help, right? Especially when he's just answering me a couple of questions. And a lot of them say like, hey, man, I'm looking to bulk up. You know, like, I'm eating McDonald's every single day. Like, I can't put on weight. I tell them two things. I say, number one, what you don't realize is that when you're eating food that's loaded with preservatives, artificial ingredients, things like that, you're going to be bloated, and it's going to prevent you from eating more, because you're going to feel sick. And now you don't notice this because you're doing it daily, but cut out this junk food for a month and then come back and email me. And they all say the same thing. They're like, holy smokes, before I could barely eat three meals a day. Now I can eat six meals, no problem. Because now this is food that's not foreign to your body. Your body's not getting super inflamed when you eat it.
Yes.
The second thing is, I tell them, go on your phone, download MyFitnessPal. It's free.
Yes.
Do this for 2 days, just 2 days. I'm not saying do this for the rest of your life. For 2 days, plug in everything you eat. Most people are very surprised when they're only eating 1,800 calories.
Yep.
Because what they do is they smash, a Big Mac with fries and a Coke. They'll have two chocolate bars, and they won't eat anything else the rest of the day.
Yep. You got it, man. And it's the same story over and over. And it's been that same story for the last two decades. So very sad, and I love that we're on the same page with that, man. That's awesome.
Or even worse, they go and buy these weight gainer shakes, which are just crap. And like, the first ingredient is maltodextrin, which is based on sugar. And the second ingredient is soybean oil, and they think that's doing them good.
Yeah. And the protein sources in those gainers are the worst. You're not even talking, protein prices keep going up every single year. So what happened was, you're not even going to get human food grade protein anymore. There's so much feed grade. If people don't know what that means, here's food grade. That's fit for human consumption. Feed grade is not fit for human consumption. It's fit for animal consumption, because animals have different stomachs, different digestive systems. They can break this crap down. Because it got so expensive, but the company said, people aren't going to spend $90 on this cheap crap. So they have to keep it at $60 for this 20-pound bag of junk. So they put in feed-grade protein along with those sugars. Enjoy.
I love it, man. So I got a question for you. And I think owning a supplement company kind of seems like the dream job. We won't get into how much work it actually is, and the fact that, you're answering emails at 10 p.m., I can vouch for that personally. But what I wanted to know is, now – the supplement market is so flooded. How do you think Magnum has become so successful? I know you've been doing this for 13 years, but why do you think consumers, when they go to a GNC, a Popeyes, or anything like that, they pick your supplement versus some other product on the shelf?
I'd say my number one key to success in that situation is, I've won over the important people who are talking about supplements. I spend a ton of my time, and it's one of my favorite things to do, I travel quite a bit to educate the people selling product. So in Canada, our number one account here is called Popeyes. They are an awesome chain. There's 150 stores across Canada. And I spend a good amount of time traveling from city to city, training the staff of Popeyes on how to sell my product and why my product is different, what makes Magnum special, why they should reach for Magnum, why they should try it themselves. Then I send them home with some Magnum so that they love the stack they're on. And then they spread the word. And the truth is, once you've tried other brands and then you try Magnum, it's hard to ever go back. It's like, I've been driving the Chevy for years. Oh my goodness, I went and drove this Ferrari for the weekend. And now I can't get out of the Ferrari. I got to stay in the Ferrari. That's Magnum.
So here's a question for you, Marcus. With all that traveling you're doing for work, you know, how do you still manage to eat so clean? What are some secrets that you can do? Because we get a lot of people who are like truckers and salesmen, and they have such a hard time eating clean.
Yeah.
And I can really imagine, because, you know, let's say you're traveling across the country, even, you know, Canada or United States, there isn't that many health food options. Like if you're traveling through Kansas or Saskatchewan or something, you pretty much got to stop at some diner in the middle of nowhere, and they pretty much have a menu with just crap.
Yeah.
So what are some secrets for all that traveling you're doing?
So first of all, I want to mention, and sorry if this is a big plug, but you guys should really tune into my YouTube channel. I deal with this stuff every day. My YouTube channel is mostly designed to teach people the proper mindset for being healthier. And so number one, I'm going to say the answer to your question is mindset. You first have to decide, is this something I really want? A lot of people will say, oh yeah, no, I want to be healthier, but you're willing to do nothing about it. Then no, you haven't really committed to it. If you are truly going, no, I want this. I want to be healthier. I'm willing to do what it takes. Then the big answer here is planning. You have to plan ahead. You can't just go, okay, I'm driving through Kansas for the next 4 days. I guess I will find something healthy, hopefully. Nope, you won't. You won't. We both know that answer. It doesn't happen. So when I travel, I get all of my food prepared for me beforehand. And by the way, these healthy food prep companies, so I use Meals Await. They are unbelievable. She uses all organic food. She actually cares about the food she's creating. So she makes all my food, and it is nowhere near as expensive as people think it is. If you've got one that's charging you $15, $18 a meal, yeah, that's way too expensive. My meals are between $9 and $11, and I eat big meals. The average person will eat less than me. So I get all my meals made, I freeze them, and I bring them on my trip. So I'm never going, oh my goodness, where should I go? Oh no, my meeting's in 10 minutes. I can't eat. Oh, I guess I'm skipping a meal, or I'll have a chocolate bar. That never happens to me. I have all of my meals frozen, put them in the fridge, travel with them. If you're a trucker, I know you can plug in a little mini fridge so you can get it done. You just have to plan ahead. You have to focus on it. And it's so glorious when you don't have, do you know how much stress you relieve from your life of that? Oh, I'm hungry. All of a sudden I'm hungry. Now I don't know where to eat. That's so stressful. And then, oh no, but I don't even have time to eat. How about, oh, my food's right here. I got my container right here. Boom, pop it in the microwave if I want. Or if I'm like in an airplane, I'll just eat it. I'll eat it cool. Doesn't matter. I'd rather eat healthy, cool food than warmed up junk.
I love what you said, Marcus. And for our listeners who have kids, if you prepare fresh options, your kids will eat them.
Yes.
Oh, they're kids. What do they want for a snack? Chips. No, they eat chips because you give them chips.
Right.
Like, a kid is not going to go to the fridge, wash a bell pepper, and slice it up for themselves. I get that. But if you have bell pepper slices, if you have baby carrot sticks, if you got celery sticks, if you got cherry tomatoes, if you have that already and it's in the fridge, it's accessible for them, kids will eat that. 100%. Awesome.
100% agree. Plus, how about communicating with your kids? I think there's this loss of communication between parents and children these days. I talk to my kids every single day about food. You know, I let them have their treats. I want them to be kids. I want them to enjoy their life. But then I'm also the same guy that explains, hey, you've got to eat the healthy stuff I put on your plate here. I noticed you didn't finish your broccoli. Finish up your broccoli. And yes, you can have one donut after. You can have one of this or one of that. You don't have five. Why would you need five? Do you know how bad you've been? Do you remember last time you had a birthday and you had six donuts? Do you remember how crappy you felt? Yes, I do. Do you want to feel like that again? Do you remember how many days it took you before you could run around and feel like a healthy child again? I don't want you to feel that way. So communicate with your kids. They're smarter than you think.
Marcus, let me say one thing, Stephen, and I'll let you go. I just moved to Winnipeg, but back when I was in Alberta, I did a lot of volunteering with the children at my church. My dad's actually a pastor. But anyways, I would make smoothies Sunday morning after your, so there was Sunday school and there'd be service after, right? And a lot of, you know how kids are, 9 a.m. on a Sunday, most kids, they're skipping breakfast, they're getting right there. So we would basically give the kids a free breakfast. And I would make them a smoothie, you know, and in the smoothie, there would be whey isolate, there'd be frozen berries, but then I would also add, you know, spinach, spirulina, kale, like that. And it made this smoothie dark green, but I called them Shrek smoothies, and the kids absolutely loved it. They were literally going home and they're like, Mom, can you make us Shrek smoothies? And that's the thing is, like, if you make it fun, kids will eat it, right? Yes. If you have like vegetables on the plate and you make it into like a smiley face or whatever, kids will be like, oh, this is awesome. I love it, right? The reason why kids want those prepackaged gummy crap products is because on the product is a picture of Shrek, Dora the Explorer, or whatever. Like, it's criminal that they're allowed to do that. But the five-year-old at the grocery store, they don't want those fruit-to-go gummy sugar product. They see their favorite character on it, and they go, hey, I want Dora the Explorer. I don't actually want these crappy cheese-to-go artificial things. The kid probably already knows, hey, I'm going to eat this. I'm going to feel like crap. Yeah. But they see their favorite cartoon character. They're like, that's what I want.
Totally. Marketing is very powerful, and it works. You know, Michael Jordan used to eat Big Macs, you know, and people thought Big Macs would make you dunk a basketball. So on that note, Marcus, here's the big question for you. Can you give us some of the most useless supplements that are parroted? Because you said you're on YouTube. These YouTube gurus that we see, they're always bald because they've been using grams of steroids for the past 20 years, and they still look like shit, okay? They couldn't fucking get a one pack, much less a four pack or a six pack, but they always push their shitty ass supplements. What are some supplements out there that guys simply do not need? That are pushed on YouTube and pushed on these social media by these gurus that I like to call them.
You know, it's just a personal thing. I don't name things and I don't go after people directly. It's just not something I do. I'll stick to my original answer is just research it yourself. As soon as someone puts out a crap product, it's known. It's known real fast, and people check these things out. If it is,
well, I'm talking about like whether it be protein powder, weight gainers, BCAAs. I'm not talking about a specific brand or anything. What are some general? It could be milk. It could be anything that we've been told that, you know, weightlifters have to take. Like, I remember, like, you know, they used to say, "Oh, you need to take whey protein every day, or your muscles are going to shrink." Just like something like that is what I mean.
So. I'm personally not a big fan of the weight gainers. And it's because the weight gainers that are available have been made with, just like we talked about already, the cheapest sugars, the cheapest proteins, and crap fats. It makes you feel like junk. I've never, ever, ever met someone who was like, oh yeah, I can handle these shakes and they're easy on my stomach. They're horrible. And just like Trevor talked about, the amount of inflammation it causes in your body is so brutal. You can't digest any of that stuff. And even if you could, what are you digesting? Pure sugars? The lowest quality of protein available? None of that's going to do you any good. So when people ask me, are you going to come out with a gainer? I'm like, I'm really sorry, but no chance. I'd love to come out with a healthy gainer. But the truth is, take an extra one step and create your own healthy gainer. Take Magnum Quattro, which is the cleanest protein on earth, combine it with a good source of carbs. There's lots of good carb sources out there, and put in some MCT oil or some organic coconut oil. So you've got good fats, good carbs, and good protein. Is it a bit more expensive than the cheap junk? Absolutely. Will it go way further for your body, and will you actually get results? Absolutely.
So one more question. I know Trevor, we got 10 minutes left. I know Trevor wants those off. Close out the show. this is a big one too, because we talked about families and stuff. I don't have kids, but when I have friends that do have kids, I go to their house and I look in their freezer, I look in their pantry. There's like 5 different types of cereal, 6 different ice creams. There's cookies, there's cake. Heaven forbid, like an apocalypse were to come, they would be prepared to go months eating, you know, processed junk that's in their house. But on that note, what are some things that parents are buying, thinking that it's healthy for them or their kids, that isn't? What are some ruses out there that are heavily marketed, targeted to children?
Yeah.
Cereal is obviously one, because cereals claim, oh, they're healthy, they're good for the heart. But give us some golden nuggets besides cereal, besides the obvious ones, that parents think is healthy and they get it for their kids that are not.
I think crackers are still purchased quite a bit. I've never seen a healthy cracker ever. I can't even comprehend a cracker being healthy. It's made of poor carbs. So crackers would be a big one. Chips, there's no such thing as a healthy chip. It actually so disturbs me when I've seen, when I go to someone's house, I don't judge. I want to be really clear. I don't make a face, I don't judge, but people just know who I am and they know my physique. People always feel like they have to explain themselves right away. So they'll be feeding their kids some form of a chip or a cracker and they'll be like, oh no, but it's okay, this one's the healthy version. And I'm like, who told you that? What marketing convinced you that that is a healthy? Well, let me have a look here. Okay, so which part of the 10 grams of saturated fat per serving did you think was healthy? I'm just trying to help me understand how you got suckered into this thing.
But that'd be great for a show, like having you go on a show. I would love to see Marcus have his own like reality show where he goes to people's houses and confronts parents and opens up their pantry and be like, what is this? Look at this. That would be great. I think he'd be great for that.
I should do a YouTube video on that.
Yeah, that would be funny.
You'd have this dad going like, I swear to God, I'm holding it for a friend. It's not mine.
So true.
No, I love what you said, Marcus. My last question for you is, you sponsor a lot of bodybuilding shows. What made you, and not just bodybuilding, I think you also sponsor like marathon runs, CrossFit things like that.
Absolutely.
What got you into doing that?
I love giving back to this community. This community has given so much to me. It's the least I can do. And I want to make sure I have a real responsibility. I'm a leader of a solid and important company in this industry. It's important for me to give back and give back to the athletes. I love seeing these shows that bring up healthy athletes into this industry. We sponsor obscene amounts. Like we did a budget recently, and I think there was like 140 shows we did last year. So it's pretty nuts when you actually think about that's like 3 per week, and we love it. I love seeing people have a goal and have a focus in their fitness journey. And I love seeing new people who are coming into it going, you know, I lost 50 pounds, I lost 60 pounds, and this is my life now. I love being part of that.
Interesting. Do you follow bodybuilding at all, like professional bodybuilding?
I don't.
You're like Steve, don't feel bad. Steve doesn't give 2 craps about bodybuilding. I love bodybuilding, but Steve doesn't.
Okay.
We just had Derek Lunsford on. That was our last episode. And he's predicted to win the Mr. Olympia this year.
Wow.
He actually said very similar to what you said. He's a very, very strong man of God. And he said, you know, I just love being a source of motivation for people and giving back. And he's like, that's why I produce as many like Instagram videos, YouTube videos, things like that. He's like, I just love people saying like, hey, I watched your video. I'm struggling with whatever addiction. It helped me. Instead of giving into that addiction, I went to the gym and I channeled it into something productive.
Awesome. I love that. So that I agree with. It's just unfortunate that he's in an industry that's, I'll be honest, I quite disagree with most bodybuilding. I mean, because most bodybuilding, and now I want to be really clear here, there are absolutely exceptions to the rule. But most bodybuilding is just about how much muscle can I put on? And I will do anything to my health, and I'll take as many needles as I have to get as big as possible, which I completely disagree with.
At the professional level, it's chemical warfare.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these young guys who get into the gym and are like, well, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to start putting needles in myself. That's why I don't agree with it. At Magnum, we don't even actually sponsor any bodybuilders. All of our athletes are, you know, for all the dudes, they're more of the physique look, because I want to show the natural, healthy lifestyle.
100%. So Marcus, you're a great source of inspiration. I'll have your Instagram in the show notes.
Thank
also
you so
your YouTube channel. Is there anything else you'd like to promote, anything like that?
Oh, no, I just, you know, anybody who wants to follow me, and I just hope I can teach you every day and inspire you every day, give you some motivation. My whole goal, you'll notice this as soon as you tune into me on Instagram, as soon as you tune into me on YouTube, I want to give back, and I want to teach people the secrets that got me to where I am in my life for success, but also just this lifestyle. I'm a healthy, healthy dude with loads of energy, and you can be the exact same. And no matter where you're at in your life, where you think you're stuck, you're not. You can make little choices that start right now, little choices that are going to dramatically change your life. And every day I can teach you more about changing your life. You'll be more successful in every aspect of your life.
Marcus, I get more inquiries about this podcast than I could possibly record. Like, more people want to come on than we could possibly do episodes. The reason I got you on is that when I go to your Instagram, when I go to your YouTube, when I go to any of your social media outlets, it's positive and it's genuine. I can tell that you really do want to help people. It's not, there's no hidden agenda. There's no, and you know what I mean? Some people, like, they want to help you, but they're kind of making fun of you at the same time. It's kind of like, oh yeah, you're a fat ass. If you want to look like me, this is what you should do. But with you, it's not that. It's like, hey man, if you got 200 pounds to lose, that's awesome. Let's focus on those first 20. You know, yeah. Once we get those first 20 off, let's try to do another 20.
Totally.
You know what I mean? And having training people for a living, it really made me realize that a lot of people are overweight, not because they're lazy. Food can be an addiction. It can be an addiction just like pornography, just like gambling, just like substances. So as a society, we're too quick to judge, and we're too quick to go, oh, that guy's 400 pounds. He's just a lazy fat ass. Yep. You don't know what he's going through. You know, yeah. He might have been abused as a child or whatever, right? So Marcus, keep preaching what you're doing. Keep the positivity going. That's what we're all about here on Evolutionary Radio. At least me and you, we're the friendly Canadians. Steve's over in Florida. So the Americans are a little bit no filter.
Guys, I'm so thankful for being here. I'm so thankful that you're allowing me to be on here, and I love spending the time with you guys. It's been a lot of fun.
So again, this is our 200th episode, so we really appreciate the support, guys. For your host, Trevor Kuritson, for my co-host, Steve Smee, and for our special guest, Marcus Callius, this has been another episode of Evolutionary Radio. Live your life, look good doing it. Thank you for listening.